big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and they're many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Babysitter Blues. Before you know it.
Goodbye. Have a good time.
Have fun with your babysitters.
Bye-bye.
Woof, woof. I just can't understand why you agreed to babysit for the big red you-know-what, Violet.
Now, Horace, Clifford's a very nice little dog.
Little?
Well, a nice big dog, then.
Woof, woof! I just don't think you should be babysitting, Violet.
Well, actually, dear, I'm not babysitting. You are.
Violet, no! Today's the day I'm supposed to paint my masterpiece.
That's nice, dear.
And to do that, I need peace, not a big red dog.
Well, I volunteered to help at the library today. You can paint and watch Clifford at the same time. Bye-bye, dear. Have fun.
Have fun. Have fun. How can anyone have fun with Clifford? I'm going to paint my masterpiece today, and nothing, not even Clifford, is going to stop me. You're just going to have to play quietly by yourself, Clifford. Whoop. And that means no barking. First some orange, then blue, then some nice yellow, green. And here we go. Clifford, do you mind? You're blocking my sun. What the? Clifford, look what you've done. Oh. Now I'm going to have to start all over again. Remember, no barking, no scratching. Oh, and no sneezing. Okay, Clifford, there's plenty of room for you to play in the park while I paint. At last, alone with my masterpiece. Yes! Yes, yes! Oh, this is brilliant! Fantastic! Pure genius! Finished! Well, come here and see what I've done, Clifford.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Whoa, whoa! Whoa!
I think it's my best work ever. What do you think? It's a tree, Clifford.
A tree.
Woof, woof. Oh no, my painting! No, no! It was just a tree. The best tree I've ever painted in my life. But just a tree. Come on, Clifford. Let's go find something else to paint. Okay, Clifford. You go take a nice long swim while I paint. Okay, boy?
Woof!
Have a nice swim.
Hi, Mr. Bleakman. What you painting?
It's an ocean scene, Charlie. But I just can't seem to get my water to look real.
Hey, there's Clifford. Come here, buddy.
No, no! Come here!
Hey, Mr. Bleakman, now your water looks very real.
Yeah, very real. This is more like it. With all this space between us, there's no way Clifford can disturb me. What in the world? Clifford! Clifford!
Oh?
Will you please dig somewhere else? It appears, Clifford, that the only way I will ever paint my masterpiece is if you do not move.
Woof!
A muscle. Good. Very good, Clifford. I said, no moving. That's better. I saw that. Hey, my hat! My paints! My masterpiece! Come back! Come back! Clifford, help! Oh, Clifford, move!
Woof, woof, woof!
Thank you, Clifford. You saved my painting. Uh-oh! Clifford! Help! Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! That was really something.
Uh-oh!
Clifford, that was absolutely the most fun I've had in years.
They were both here when I left. I just don't know where they could be.
Gosh, I hope they're all right.
Hello there. Here we are.
Mr. Bleakman is riding Clifford!
Horace, is that really you?
Yep, and just wait till you see my latest masterpiece. Yeah, just look at this.
Look at that!
Wonderful!
Well, dear, it looks like you actually had fun with the big red you-know-what.
Yes, I certainly did. But don't expect it to ever happen again.
Oh, Horace.
Well, maybe just one more time.
Don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Windy Day. It was a windy day, perfect for flying kites. Speckle, Reba, and Ravi flew their kites in the windy sky. Suddenly, Speckle was pulled right up off the ground. He sailed over the treetops. Then he soared past some geese who'd never seen a dog fly before. Speckle was having a very fun adventure. At last, Speckle landed safely in a soft green meadow. Now he wanted to stay on the ground and fly his kite with his friends. So Reba picked up some stones and tied them around Speckle's waist. Helped Speckle to stay on the ground with his friends so they could all fly their kites together. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Ruff!
can he be? He's always in here making breakfast on Saturday morning. Here he comes!
Whoa there, buddy. You okay? I bet you were waiting to have breakfast with me, huh? I'm sorry, pal, but we won't be able to do that today. Someone called in sick this morning, so I have to go in and work for them. You could come with me, buddy. Might be fun. Okay, suit yourself. I'll tell you what, you and I will share a special midnight snack when I get back. Okay, pal? You have a great day now, T-Bone. See you later.
But we always spend Saturday together.
Ready, Clifford? Here comes the water. There. Now you're the cleanest dog on the island. Okay, now let's get you brushed. This special brush Dad made for you is gonna make it really easy.
Ruff.
Okay, Clifford, up I go. Ready, Clifford?
Ruff.
Wow, look at poor Clifford. He's getting a bath today. I sure would hate to spend my Saturday doing that.
Okay, Clifford, one last brush. I love you too, Clifford, but I have to go and get dressed for soccer practice now. We'll go to the park when I get back, okay?
Woof, woof, woof.
Hi, Clifford.
Oh, hi, T-Bone.
Sorry you had to get a bath today. My Saturday isn't working out so great either.
Oh, I love getting a bath on Saturday, because I get to spend time with Emily Elizabeth.
Yeah, I guess that would make it kind of fun.
So why aren't you doing your usual stuff with Sheriff Lewis today?
He had to go to work.
Oh, well, hey, you want to play with me until Emily Elizabeth gets home from soccer practice?
Okay.
Great. Let's go see what's happening around the island.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, son, watch this.
Wow! Teach me how to do that, Dad.
It's all in the wrist, son.
I didn't know Samuel and Charlie worked on Saturday.
Yeah, looks like they're having fun, doesn't it?
Okay, Dad, here I go. Uh-oh!
I got it.
Darn, I missed it.
Don't worry, you'll get it. It just takes practice. Try again.
Okay. Hello, T-Bone.
I think he's hoping you'll miss.
No chance of that, T-Bone. Not with a great teacher like my dad around. Watch. Got it.
Good for you, Charlie. I knew you could do it. Okay, that's enough applause.
You dogs better run along now. Charlie and I have work to do, right, Charlie?
Right, Dad.
I can't believe how much fun Samuel and Charlie are having working together. I guess anything is fun if you're doing it with someone you love.
Yeah. I wonder what Mac and Jetta do on Saturday.
Hey, let's go see.
Huh?
Wait!
Oh, I just love tea parties, don't you, my dear? Here's your tea. Oh, silly me. I forgot the cream and sugar. I shall be right back, dear.
Poor Mac. He has to spend his day playing tea party with Jetta.
Oh, I do look good, don't I? Though maybe I'd look better in the red hat.
Hello, Mac.
Hi, Mac.
Huh? Oh, I was just,
Mac, do you have to play tea party with Jetta every Saturday?
Well, this or something like it. Whatever Jetta feels like playing. Though I must say, Tea Party is one of my most favorite games to play.
You like playing Tea Party?
Actually, I love it. I get to spend time with Jetta. And there are other good things about it, too.
Oh, Mackie!
Here she comes now. You'll see what I mean.
Here's the cream and sugar, dear. And a great big plate of delicious tummy yummies! Oh, I see some of your friends have dropped by for a visit. Would you like to stay for some tea? How lovely. Let me get you both a hat to wear. Perfect. Now you, Clifford. There. Oh, my dear, you look adorable. Okay, everyone, let's have tea.
There sure are a lot of ways to spend a Saturday afternoon, huh, Clifford?
Yeah.
Let's see what Cleo's doing today.
Looks like Mrs. Diller has a cold.
Poor Cleo will have to spend the whole day inside taking care of her.
Doesn't look like Cleo really minds.
They look really cozy, don't they?
They sure do.
They usually go to the park together on Saturday. But I think they're just happy to be together.
Sometimes that's enough.
Clifford!
It's Emily Elizabeth. She must be home from soccer practice.
Go ahead, Clifford. I'm okay.
We're going to the park together. You want to come along?
No thanks. You should have some special time with Emily Elizabeth.
It is nice to be just with her sometimes.
I'm going to go meet Sheriff Lewis at work. I think that would be a really nice way to spend my Saturday with him.
Okay, T-Bone. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Clifford.
T-Bone!
Come on out, T!
Clifford and I know that it's important to have friends you can count on. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be a good friend.
Hi, guys. What's up?
We're going up to the lighthouse.
It's gonna be fun. Come on.
I don't think I can climb to the lighthouse today.
Huh? What do you mean?
I hurt my paw yesterday, and it's still kind of sore. But you guys go ahead without me.
Gee. I hope you feel better tomorrow, T-Bone. Come on, Clifford!
Wait, Cleo. It wouldn't be very nice to leave T-Bone here all alone.
You're right, Clifford. Why don't we stay here and play with him today? Then we can all go together tomorrow when his paw feels better.
Great idea, Cleo.
That'd be great, guys. Thanks.
Having good friends makes everyone feel great. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be a good friend.